free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. Born in Hamburg, Maren Eggert is a much-lauded actress who is equally at home in theater, cinema, and television. She studied at the renowned Otto Falkenberg School in Munich. Maren then accepted a guest engagement in Zurich before joining the ensemble at the Schauspielhaus in Bochum. She made her cinema debut in 1997 in a small supporting role in Rainer Kaufmann's Die Apothekerin. Since then, she has appeared in numerous roles on television, including in the Tatort series, as well as in cinema. She has remained true to her theater roots to this day and has received several awards for her stage work, including the Ulrich Wildgruber Prize and the Rolf Mahres Prize. She works closely with Angela Schanelek, a director of the Berliner Schule, for whom she has appeared in front of the camera four times. With Maria Schrader's Ich bin dein Mensch, Maren was celebrated by press and audience alike. She was awarded the Silver Bear at the 2021 Berlinale and a Golden Lola at the German Film Awards for her portrayal of the scientist Alma. Ich bin dein Mensch also made it into the selection for the 2022 Oscars as the German entry. We talked to Maren via video call for this interview. Maren Eggert, welcome to Deep Dive Genre.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Before we dive a little bit deeper into Ich bin dein Mensch, I'm your man, I want to start off with a few questions about you and your work. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming an actor?
It started somewhere about age 12 or 11. I was playing in a theater group in my school. I enjoyed it very much at that time, not only to disguise and to meet other people, but somehow it was so intense and so exciting for me to be on stage. And it was something that never happened to me before with anything else. So I was quite excited about that and started to tell my mother, okay, I think I'm going to be an actress. So started then. And I don't know. Then step by step, I met people who were more into it, who were, for example, already applying at a theater school, drama school. So I found out that it was possible to actually study drama. Yeah, and then I finished school, and very, very soon after that, I started to apply for drama school. Mm-hmm. So I went the very normal, straight way to to be an actress.
You work a lot in theater, but also in film and television. I was wondering how you choose your stories, or how do you commit to a project? And does it differ from theater to film and television, or is it always the same?
I think for choosing a project, it's quite the same. Actually, it has two paths. The one is I look at the people, who am mm-hmm. I going to work with? And the other thing is the story and the characters.
Yeah.
Of course, it all mixes up at one point, but in the beginning, it's either, mostly it's either or, mm-hmm. or hopefully both. So sometimes it's a script I read and I'm really still reading and thinking, okay, I have to do this. And that's something about when I'm reading something and ideas pop up and I feel connected to the character, or even to other characters of the story. I work a lot with associations. And when I realize I read something and a lot of associations appear, so that's about the point where I think, okay, maybe I should do this. And the other thing is also people I always wanted to work with, or who are interesting when I meet them, or I saw other projects of them, films, theater plays, and it's a really emotional sensation. I have a real strong will to take part in that. It's nothing to do with the head.
Okay, yeah. And in regards to Ich bin dein Mensch, I'm your man, how did you become involved in the film, or how did the film come to you?
That was quite a very classical way. It was through a casting. Maria Schrader, I don't know how many she saw, but she saw quite a few actresses for the main part of her films. I went there for a casting, mm-hmm. and it worked out well. That's the whole story somehow.
Well, it's the best story if it works out well. And how much time did you have to prepare your character, Alma? Because I remember it was in the pandemic, so I was wondering if maybe there was like more time or less time than you usually have.
Actually, there was more time because there weren't so many other projects, because I'm Your Man was, I remember, one of the first films we were able to shoot again after the pandemic. So I didn't work much before, and the theater was still closed. The theaters were closed longer. It was possible to shoot movies more early than the theaters opened. So I had quite a lot of time for the preparation there, mm-hmm. which was good. And we were also really excited to do it, because it wasn't so normal at that time that you were able to shoot.
Yeah. Watching it, you know, I was wondering how you found the right balance playing her, because in the beginning she's quite prickly, understandably so, in regards to Tom, but to still make her sympathetic to the audience. You did a terrific job, I think, by the way.
Thank you.
How hard was that, or how much did you go back and forth, or was it very clear for you how you wanted to portray that?
I think the first task with that was, we wanted to have comic reliefs in it, and we wanted to have comic elements in the story, like very old-fashioned comic reliefs. And I think for that, it's always helpful to have a character quite not so rounded up at the edges, mm-hmm. and not so easy to have. So I think the funny thing about it is that we're used to see these kind of characters with men, mostly.
Yeah.
Like in the old-fashioned films, old black and white Hollywood films, we see a lot of male characters behaving that way. And that was quite interesting for me, for example, to have a female character be not so emotionally open and not so nice in the beginning. Of course, it was a task, because, of course, we wanted her to be sympathetic to the audience. That was very clear and very important. So I think in the beginning it helps, the comic relief helps, and then far more, like when we get into the story there, we get to know a bit more about Alma and her background, and her, for example, wanting a child and never having one. So I think that helps to a lot to make a bond with the audience.
Yeah, obviously the film asks a lot of important questions. I mean, you know, what is love? Does it mean to be a human on an emotional level? How will love change in the future? Can you love a machine that might not have a free will? What would you say was for you the most defining theme of the film?
Yeah, I think what is it to be a human? Mm-hmm. Because that is always a lot of times my main questions with the whole profession, with my profession. Yeah. It's very often what it is about. Here we have a scientist who has her who has her experiences in life, and who has her way she thinks about life, and she feels quite sure in that. And I don't know, for me it wasn't so much about love and falling in love, but very much about her finding out about herself, mm-hmm. and seeing herself from a different perspective, which is maybe also something what happens when we start a relationship or when we are in a relationship. So it's not so different from that. But for example, the scene where she watches the ants from above, mm-hmm. it's like she watches a pattern of life. Mm-hmm. Like, and I, for me, it also the film tries to show patterns of humanity, patterns of life, how life works, how relationship works, not only the relationship between Alma and Tom, but also with her ex-boyfriend or with her colleagues. For me, it's very much about that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. There's a new movie. Well, it's not out in Germany yet, but I know it's come out in the States by Celine Song, and it's called Materialists, and it's about modern day matchmaking and a young matchmaker in Manhattan, and it deals with the transactional aspects of love and people having certain expectations of what love and the person they spend their life with should be like and look like. And it occurred to me that there is a little bit of overlap to Ich bin dein Mensch, I'm your man. The quest of yearning for the supposed perfect mate and perfect life. But I wonder sometimes if we even know what that can look like until we're right in front of that person. And after going on a journey like this with Alma, I wondered if you have a take on this.
You know, I'm not so, with all these dating and dating apps, I'm not so sure if we always know so very much what we need or what we are looking for. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I could or if anyone could really describe exactly what partner would be best for them. Maybe it can match to a certain point, mm-hmm. but I think there's always some 10 or 15%. where we're not just so sure yeah. about. So I think that's also thinking back to I'm Your Man, it's also something that happens to Alma because she's really annoyed who is in front of her there. Yeah. She would never have imagined a partner like Tom. I mean, and also he is in the beginning, he's very like simple still, then yeah. he learns very fastly. But I think Alma, yeah. She is rather annoyed, and I think it would happen to a lot of us if we were confronted with the perfect partner.
Yeah,
we would maybe think, "Oh, that is my perfect partner. Am I really like this?" So
yeah,
I don't. I'm not so sure about it about all this matching.
And yeah, I agree.
I mean, I have friends who met through dating apps, and it works out well, but what I'm trying to say is that I'm not sure if we can, with our logic mind, we can solve the phenomenon of falling in love. Yeah. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Can you tell us, I don't know. I hope you have a favorite scene from Ich bin dein Mensch, I'm your man. And if so, can you tell us which one it is, and maybe give our listeners a little bit of background information? Why it's your favorite scene?
I was very happy that we shooted all the scenes of Alma's apartment in a studio, which made a very concentrated atmosphere, and it was very well done. We had a horizon because the flat has a balcony, and we had a horizon, and we didn't only have, we had day and night. Mm-hmm. So one day, one night, and it was really neatly done. So I was really amazed by that, how they did that. So I like those scenes very much, playing in Alma's flat. And there especially, the two scenes, with one with Hans Löw when he comes and wants to get the picture, wants to have the picture back. And the other one with Sandra, who comes as a as a robot. So I think those are my favorite scenes, because not only because I enjoyed so much what they played there, because I did. They were all so funny and so I don't know, so exact and so cool. But also because this task to play a robot is. I found out to many actors, it's a very interesting task. Also, Dan Stevens and also Sandra, they were really excited about this opportunity, because it is something special to be a human and to act as if you're not. So it was really nice to watch them doing this. And with Hans Löw, it was. Löw and Dan Stevens, they had a special energy because they had also this, they were opponents. Mm-hmm. One was watching the other and trying to learn from the other. And it was really, really funny to watch that.
Okay. What's the most important part of the process for you? Is it the prep work or the shooting?
Yeah, I don't know. I would say the shooting is the most important part. Mm. But also then the shooting is not much fun if you're not prepared well. So the preparing is also very important. Mm-hmm. I think it's both. And the work is really different on those both things. I like to prepare. I don't like to rehearse so much because I'm always afraid it would ruin something for the actual shooting. But some directors like to rehearse, so it's always important to find a compromise there. I like to think about the characters. I like the process of finding out what is the most important for this character. Why do we want to tell a story about this special character? That's a really nice process to find out. And also preparing includes a lot. Sometimes it includes a lot of interesting things, like you can learn something new which you never learned before, or you have I don't know, for Emil Mann we had stuntmen helping us because we had a scene where I should have fallen down the stairs and then Tom would catch me at the bottom. It didn't work out. It's not in the film because it did. I think I did really bad, so maybe it's because of that it's not in the film, but it's interesting to be able to learn new things, of course. It's always an opportunity. But the actual shooting, no. I mean, if I had to decide, I would say the actual shooting is the most important part to me.
Okay. The making of a feature film or series takes up several years. Is it hard for you to let go of the characters?
For me, it's more hard to let go of the people I work with, actually.
Okay.
The older I get, it's much more like that. So I meet so many nice and interesting and, I don't know, people full of energy and love. And sometimes it's really hard to say goodbye to all these people, at least for the time being. And then maybe you meet again, but you never know. For me, that is the most difficult thing. Yeah. To leave this world you created together, not so much characters. Sometimes the character is even, I don't know, annoying me at the end, or I'm happy to say, okay, goodbye. That's you, and now I'm gonna be me again. And for me also, the time is not so long for writers or directors. Mm-hmm. The time is much longer.
Yeah,
they spend with a film, and me normally, I mean, sometimes I get screenplays in the first version, and then it takes years for it till we shoot. But it's mostly I come to the project very late compared to the director or the writer.
Yeah, and we're at the rapid fire questions, although I heard just recently that they're not that rapid fire. So apologies for that. Is there a particular story or genre that you would still like to tackle?
Yes, actually, I like action movies. Not so much now anymore. I mean, maybe now I'm a bit old, but I always wanted to do an action movie. I love political thrillers. Mm-hmm. I'd really love to do something like that, maybe in a series or in a movie. And historical movies I didn't do so much, so I'd like to do that.
Okay. And what would you say is the biggest misconception about the work of an actress from people outside of the film industry?
People sometimes ask me, can I talk to you, like, or are you gonna lie to me, like in real life, or how can I be sure that that you're not gonna make up a story or tell me something? That is, of course, bullshit. Yeah. I don't think that I lie much more in real life than other people do. That's funny to hear. And then also, lots of people ask you, how can you learn so much text? Mm. How can you learn the lines? And really, I have to say, that's the most easiest part.
Okay. Good answers. How has the work as an actress changed over the course of the years that you've been doing it? And that can be something that happened to, let's say, the way acting per se has changed in the industry, or how you yourself approach the work.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I change, if I myself change so much in approaching work. But of course, AI is a topic for that. Lots of actors are afraid that they or their voice or their face could be used by AI to make them not necessary anymore for work. So that's, of course, a fear, but it hasn't arrived so much yet, but it's something you can see on the horizon coming, and we don't know what will happen.
Yeah. And finally, can you share which projects you are working on or maybe will be working on next? And we'll take anything, film, TV, series, theater.
Yeah, I'm in a theater phase at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm preparing to new plays for the next season. One is an adaptation of Heinrich von Kleist's Die Marquise von O, which is a very, very complex and interesting novel. And I'm doing that with an Hungarian director. Her name is Ildikó Gaspár. So we start in September with that. Mm-hmm. First show will be end of October.
And where can people see that? Will that be in...
That's in Deutsches Theater, where I do most of my theater work, yeah. And the other thing is I started a project on a novel by Miranda Joly. Mm-hmm. Her first novel, which is called The First Bad Man. And it's a very nice and very funny novel. And I always thought I should, or I'd like to work with it or do something about it. So, and that will happen in February.
Okay.
Something, yeah, like, something like a solo with Miranda Joly. Yeah, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, that was it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, Marvin. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.